BSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sikorski, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, also someone who has sponsored a war game called Pandora Unleashed about an exchange of nuclear weapons, escalatory ladder up to and then including an exchange of nuclear weapons between the Islamic Republic of Tehran and Israel. And the game stops with the first two strikes on territory, one against Israel, against an airbase where Americans die, another against command and control centers in Iran, where Iranians die, and we can presume there are other nationals there as well. Henry, we stopped the game, and we've come to lessons learned. The first is about uncertainty, and if I read this correctly from your game playing with your colleagues, there is no clarity whatsoever, even though they've used nuclear weapons. Is that correct?
They don't know if the Israelis don't know if they've actually destroyed the targets they've aimed at. The Americans don't know exactly what the Israelis have targeted because the Israelis are not sharing information because they didn't get the level of cooperation they wanted from the Americans in the first place. We know Russians have been killed. We know Americans have been killed. We don't know if Russians and Americans are going to say, well, now we need to get into this war because of those deaths. We don't know if Israel is going to fire more of its magazine. It has easily another 50, if not more, nuclear weapons left. We don't know if Iran has yet another nuclear weapon and whether it will target Israel. We don't know if the targets will turn from military targets to population targets. Tel Aviv and Tehran are being argued about as possible targets in the game, but the play stops. We don't know if the game will burn out, that having seen this exchange, both sides will step back and go, oh my God. We don't know any of that. And I think it's even more pronounced uncertainty than would be present in an exchange where you have formal military alliances, which we do not actually have with Israel. People forget that. And we don't have them the way we do with Japan, South Korea, or, with NATO. And so there's a lot of profound unclarity, I guess.
Lesson two, self-restraint. Does it exist at any point in the game?
Well, actually, it's stunning how much there is initially. There's clearly a desire on the Israelis' part to play to the public view of the world that they're being proportionate and not hot-headed, even though they go to nuclear weapons. Their first sortie is to explode a device in an uninhabited area. Even the Iranians fire at a missile, I should say an air base in Israel, which is a military target. But after that, I don't know that we do know where they go, because the Israelis have targeted in the game 25 military targets in Iran with nuclear weapons. It's not clear how you step up your game unless you do the dastardly deed of targeting innocents. And that's a real concern.
Denuclearization of the region. We're going in the opposite direction. You see an exchange, the game sees an exchange of nuclear weapons leading to denuclearization, or
no.
Should?
Well, it might. I think one of the things we did a game play after the game, and we said if Tehran had come back, and when Israel asks them to cease and desist after the demonstration shot, and they do through back channels, had the Iranians come back and said, okay, we won't do offensive action, but we need to have binding talks to eliminate nuclear weapons, both yours and ours, and you have to agree to that. The Israeli team immediately said, oh, well, we would agree to that. Now, how feasible or likely it is that the Iranians would offer that, I can't guess. The bigger point, though, is that, and it leads to the sort of follow-on point, is that Israel isolated and somehow leads to an Israel that's desperate. What really is necessary is an expansion and real operational use of things like the Abraham Accords, where neighbors are encouraged to, you know, worry about Iran with Israel in some operationally, militarily significant fashion. But I don't know how likely that is, given the differences of views about things like Gaza, but also differences of view as to whether anyone would bother if Israel insists on having a virtual nuclear arsenal. And it's been a bone of contention by the Saudis, by the Turks, by the Egyptians, that this ought to be discussed. And the Israelis and Americans, I might add, are not eager to do that.
Hence, I guide everyone to the Washington Post, an opinion piece published within these last days by William Burr, Richard Lawless, and Henry Sikorsky, entitled Why the U.S. Should Start Telling the Whole Truth About Israeli Nukes. Henry Sikorsky is the Executive Director of Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,